do well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
It's actually resolved within a week. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming live. And welcome back. We have the amazing Harley Schlinger. Harley, sometimes I'm amazed, sometimes I'm really amazed. This is one of those really amazed days. I read this article early this morning. I was up pretty early working. Actually, it's in the middle of the night. And I've listened to hundreds of hours of blather on television, including Fox News, which isn't always on tap. And you crystallize all the issues. I mean, even when Trump pulled out to try to stop all the, you know, endless wars, which he contemplated in 2016, within a week, they got a deal between Turkey, Iran, and Russia, and Syria, and everything's kind of settling down. And, of course, there's all these people angry, the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, and it's such a terrible thing. And you hear the statements by these people think, my God, man, they must think that Trump is a psych patient on a day pass. They're the ones that are crazy, aren't they? And these people, basically, they can't stand the fact that the military-industrial complex can sell more weapons or continue to have continuous wars. It makes them angry that they can't have more young people come back in body bags or in coffins, or come back with their legs or arms blown off from an IED. I find it really aggravating that Trump does something he's promised to do, and they're mad, and within a week, everybody's kind of working out a deal. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know, one of the interesting aspects of this is that the war in Syria was a result of the decision by the Obama administration to arm so-called moderate rebels. This was done when Hillary was Secretary of State.
Yeah. And I got to get her name correct. Her name is Hitlery. Hitlery. Do you like that?
And the idea was that they're going to do a regime change because Assad has to go.
Right.
And as a result, somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 people have been killed.
Right.
There were millions of refugees, and they blame Assad. Well, when Assad was, Assad was in there for a long time, and you didn't have a refugee crisis because people felt no need to leave the country.
Right.
It was only when weapons were provided to the so-called moderate rebels, who in fact were ISIS and Al-Qaeda,
which we created. You remember the toy company that went into business because of Amazon called Toys R Us?
Yeah.
I realized that America does lots of good things around the world, but we do more evil than almost anybody except the British. And that's why I call our country Terrorists Are Us. What do you think of that? Terrorists Are Us? Usually run by the SAD or the intel agencies and so on. And these crazy maniacs have got the Democrats and Republicans that are on the end of a very short string, including a lot of enraged senators and congresspeople, congress critters I call them. They get giant amounts of money from the military-industrial complex to continue their blather. Even Mr. Graham had to change his tune after a week after he realized this is a bad move on his part because he got $770,000 just last year from the military-industrial complex to support his candidacy. I mean, people don't get this, do they? Please continue.
Well, there are two points I'd like to highlight. I mean, the first one, just what I was discussing, is that the Obama administration caused the death and destruction.
Right.
And this was largely stopped by a Russian intervention that occurred when Obama was still president and Obama opposed.
Right.
But then Trump, at a certain point, embraced the Russian operation and cooperated with it.
Right.
So here you have the Democrats who praise Obama, who caused this destruction, and they vilify Putin, who stopped it. Now, let me just tell you something that's very interesting that happened. Pelosi led a team of bipartisan congressmen to Jordan.
Right.
And met with the Jordanian
king. Just last week, right?
Yeah. They met with the Jordanian king, and they wanted him to come out and denounce what Trump was doing in Syria. And he said, well, he's actually hopeful that it will end up ending the war.
Right.
And now, did you hear that in the media?
No.
No, Pelosi came back and said there's a great deal of anxiety in the region.
Oh, my God.
Of course there's anxiety because you've been having a war that included most of the countries there for the last two decades. But the anxiety is, will this new potential hold? And the reason I think it will hold is that it's based on a whole new set of players.
Right.
You have the Russians, the Turks, and the Iranians as the guarantors that, number one, Turkey will not slaughter the Kurds, and number two, that they will not allow ISIS to escape, and number three, they're going to restore Syrian control to Syrian territory.
Right.
Now, that's what Trump means by sovereignty. Not right. just that the United States is sovereign, but that every nation has a right to be sovereign over its own territory.
Including they should have some territory that's given to the Kurds, because since World War I, where the Turks have slaughtered not only the Armenians, they slaughtered a lot of Kurds over the last 70-some years. And this situation with Russia is probably going to eventually carve out a piece of territory that they can call their homeland. Right?
Well, you know, I think the problem is that the British promised the Kurds a homeland similar to what they did to the Zionists.
Right.
But they had no way of enforcing that. And so you have a grouping within the Kurdish population which believes that they're entitled to a homeland.
Right.
Whereas you have many others who are Kurds who are just asking, give us peace to live in our territory.
Right.
And I think it's more likely that instead of having some kind of autonomous zone, that they'll have a right to elect their local governments, to govern themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It won't be an autonomous full like a country, although there really should be one, actually. You know, down the road, maybe 10 or 20 years, there should be a territory. Most people don't realize that two-thirds of the entire territory of Turkey, the vast majority of the population in eastern Turkey, is Kurds. In most of the land north of Syria is Kurds, all the way to Isfahan, which is the capital of Medo-Persia, the ancient capital, which is most of western Iran, is Kurdish. I mean, if you actually carved it out, it would be the biggest country in the Middle East. It would probably involve a lot of people, more than 35 million minimum in that area. It would be a lot of people because
Here's the other thing you need to think about, though. How many people who live in the United States are Native Americans? Now, we have people from all over the world who see right. themselves as German Americans, Italian Americans, Japanese right. Americans, Vietnamese Americans. You know, what happens with the development of a nation, if it's done properly,
right.
is that the characteristics of culture and previous identity remain as part of the heritage that people have, but they become proud citizens of and contributors to their new nation.
Right, whether it's Syria or Iraq. In other words, that's why. I got to make this comment. One of the only nation that I know, because I have Syrian and Lebanese blood in my bloodline and family, the only nation where the Alawites, which are like a Catholic version of Islam, will sit down with Jews and Christians and work out everything, is Syria and the Alawites. And Bashar al-Assad is a mild-mannered British optometrist with a British wife. Now, the idea that the Americans are saying he was using chemical weapons against his people, they're liars, and the white hats in Britain. You have to understand, Bashar al-Assad was brought in there because his older brother was going to take over from his father, who had a problem with alcohol and drugs. So they brought in Bashar Assad, who's an eye doctor.
Who didn't
he had no
want
intention
to be
what?
He didn't want to be president, that's right.
He didn't want it at all. He actually wanted to stay in London and have an eye doctor practice, okay? So when people want to say he's a monster, they need to be slapped, okay? And the fact is, he just wanted to defend. And by the way, the Jews don't want to leave there. There are Jews in Syria, in Damascus. And what they were trying to do, which is part of PNAC, was not only rip the place apart, but it was to destroy Syria. And that would have been destroying a lot more Jews and Christians, who, by the way, with our interference in the Middle East, have killed probably, I'm going to guess, probably half a million to millions of Christians and Jews have died in the Middle East because they're the third or fourth rung down from even the Muslims escaping from the disaster in North Africa and in the Middle East. And so everything we've done has actually turned everything, like I call the anti-Midas types, turned to geopolitical fecal matter. How's that?
Well, you know, the Alawites are a branch of the Shia religion.
Right.
And, you know, for people who say the Shia can't get along with the Sunnis, in Syria they did.
Yeah. And by the way, it's history. My family have had CNN, and they get along with each other and are in the same neighborhood for thousands of years, okay? This is not a new thing. They're not at each other's throats like, in, you know, the Sunnis here and the Shiites. The Alawites are different. They get along. They even get along with Catholics. They actually even worship, think Mary's special. They even think Jesus is special, the Alawites. I mean, oh, you're kidding. No. And people don't understand this, do they?
Here's the point, Bill, that many of these people did live together for many centuries.
Right.
When the British came in, the British made promises to the more extreme networks in each of these ethnic groups, religious groups,
exactly.
religious sects. They made promises to them, which
divide
were impossible to keep.
Right.
But they were promised something in order to keep contentions alive, that people would not accept a ruler from another area. For example, let me give you another perfect example of an immediate situation. In Lebanon, there are riots now.
Right.
Because the current prime minister, Hariri, is probably a corrupt guy with ties to the Saudis. But the president, Michel Aoun, is a Christian.
Right.
He works very closely with Hezbollah and works very closely as well with Sunni Muslim groupings in Lebanon. So in Lebanon, you've had various groups, including Jews, living together.
Right.
This was disrupted after World War II.
Right.
And what they've done after many years of chaos was form an agreement that they'll work together for the benefit of the country.
Right.
And now that's being disrupted. It was being disrupted by the Saudis. The Saudis are being told, stay out of this, let the people of Lebanon solve it. So you have people in the street who are legitimately protesting the corruption of some of the networks. But, you know, there's an interesting story. There was a picture of a young kid who was stopped by the marchers. He was in a car with his mom, and they were stopped by the marchers, and he was looking terrified. Right. And you had groups that included Hezbollah and the Falange, the Christian group in Lebanon, stopped by the car. They saw the kid was scared. And they spontaneously broke into a Lebanese children's song. And the child stopped being scared and started laughing. And so this is an attempt to have a peaceful change, which includes all different groupings under a national banner. That's what Trump is saying has to be done. That's what Putin said could be done. That's what Assad is trying to do.
Well, Putin has to deal with his own country, 42% of his army is made up of Muslims from many of the countries around Russia. 42% of his army is Muslim. So Putin knows himself. He just wants to get rid of the radical elements in various countries that are actually, you know, they call the white-eyed, blue-eyed, you know, blonde-haired Muslims that are believing terrorism and blowing up, you know, subways in Moscow. But really, otherwise, he says, look, you know, we got to get along, okay? And you know what's amazing to me is that Putin's trying to do the same thing in his country as we're trying to do in our country. And both Putin and Trump are being persecuted by the globalists, both Democrats and Republicans, because they want conflict and war, don't they?
Bill, let me tell you something fascinating that happened yesterday that was not reported in the mainstream media. Putin hosted 40 heads of state from Africa in Sochi, and there were representatives of every single government of Africa. They sat down with Putin. They had a six-hour discussion about mutual goals and development. And then one by one, the leaders sat down with Putin and worked out deals. This went on for another 4 hours. They signed hundreds of deals. And when the BBC Africa reporter was asked about this, was Putin just selling arms to these countries? He said, no, they were selling grain. They were selling infrastructure. They're even developing nuclear power plants in Africa. And the host from public radio said, well, the Africans don't like that, do they? And he said, no, they love it because no one else will help them develop. And so
In fact, when they ask for help from America and the West Britain, they're told nothing. The same way with the Chinese. The Chinese want to come in and invest. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Russia and China.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing, you know. The spin of the media here in America is disgusting, and they're all bad. Even Fox isn't on the big sheet of music, are they? Right?
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Back in a moment.
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
morning and welcome back. We have an amazing summary of the financial situation worldwide. And it is beyond dire. It is what I call apocalyptic economics. Harley, tell us what the heck is going on, because part of the reason why the globalists are freaking out over Trump's policies, because the bubble usually of the military-industrial complex tried to keep their things going. 3 or 4 years ago, they started even being able to make massive amounts of money in the bubble economy. And now things are at the point where they can't even finance it. So things are ready to pop. It's like you're at a 10-year birthday party, and all the kids have got a balloon, and some kid's got a hat pin, and he's going to pop all the balloons. We're close to catastrophe now, aren't we?
Well, there are many hat pins out there, but let me start with a couple things. I've been reporting the last few weeks on the current Bank of England Governor Mark Carney, who's been pushing to try and get a new green financial bubble going. Now, his predecessor, Mervyn King, spoke at the International Monetary Fund conference in Washington, and here's his quote: "By sticking to the new monetary orthodoxy and pretending we have made the banking system safe, we are sleepwalking towards a crisis which would be devastating to a democratic market system." And what Mervyn King said is that you have to get rid of all regulations so the banks can make money. Now, his solution is wrong, but his assessment is accurate. At the same time, the IMF Global Financial Stability Report said that if there were a recession with a 2% contraction in major countries, this would explode one-third of corporate debt. Now, that's over $5 trillion. And the report then goes on to say this would trigger waves of default. So a mild economic recession could lead to financial panic. And then they go on to say that one of the major problems is the shift away from investment in industry, where these kinds of problems are less likely to happen, and instead into the bubble of financial speculation. Now, what's happening is the Fed and other central bankers are meeting behind closed doors to figure out how to avoid a financial Armageddon. From the U.S. side, there are three things they're doing. First, they have these overnight loan operations that started with $25 billion, then $30 billion, went up to $50 billion, $60 billion. In recent days, on several occasions, they've gone up to over $100 billion needed overnight to keep solvency in the system. Now, the second thing they're doing is they're now saying that these overnight loans are not enough. We need two-week loans. So they're going to have, between now and the end of the first quarter, on eight occasions, 14-day overnight loans. Now, on top of that,
this would be like feeding a vampire with an eating disorder more blood, and the vampire just grows bigger and bigger, and the blood disorder problem gets worse.
Well, one of my associates once described it as the equivalent of a 30-pound tick on a 2-pound puppy.
Oh, my.
So now, here's the third thing they're doing. They're going back to
So that would fit in with politics, right? You like the term politics?
Yeah.
Many bloodsuckers? Please continue.
Well, the third thing they're doing is they're going back to quantitative easing. For a while, they were deleveraging. That is, the Fed was selling off some of the bad assets that they purchased from banks in quantitative easing, trying to get out from under several $1 trillion worth of bad financial instruments. But now they've stopped deleveraging, and they're starting to buy them again. And they're starting now with $60 billion a month of purchases of bad financial paper from banks and financial institutions. So you have these three operations: the overnight loans, the 2-week overnight loans, and now the quantitative easing. Now, what's going to be the effect of all of this? Well, even with all of this, there's a bond crisis now, because large investors cannot redeem the $16 trillion they're holding in bonds, because people won't buy the bonds because the interest is too low. Then you have, on top of this now, demonstrations around the world opposing the neoliberal economic policy. In Chile, where there was a coup made in the 1970s, to bring in the Chicago school free market economy. It's taken 40 years, but now you have the people rebelling against that government. In Argentina, a free market policy that was adopted 3 years ago is being voted out this Sunday. You have in Germany, even in Germany, 10,000 farmers with 1,000 tractors marched through the streets of the quiet, sleepy town of Bonn on Tuesday of this week.
Right.
You have Lebanon, things blowing up. You have a crisis globally. And in the midst of this, you have Trump moving to solve the problem of endless wars. And instead of backing him, they're trying to impeach him. And you have crazy Hillary trotted back out to show her continuing obsession with Trump and Putin,
right,
with her attacks on Tulsi Gabbard, saying Gabbard is being groomed by the Russians.
And even the head of the Green Party here in America, too, trying to say she's a Russian agent, too.
Yeah, Jill Stein.
Now,
Hillary, and remember, this is Pelosi stood up in front of Trump when he was trying to brief them on what he's doing in Syria, and right, Pelosi said, all roads lead to Putin.
So, God.
I think the important thing here is that you have a problem for the Democrats, which is that they don't have a candidate who can run against Trump. They're not happy with their choices. There are some people who are saying Hillary's the best choice. Now, Hillary Tuesday she was on public broadcast, PBS, and she said, Trump is obsessed with me. That's what Hillary said.
Then she said,
well, maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again. So in her mind, she won the election in 2016. Now, I don't think the Democrats are so crazy that they're going to bring in Hillary. But here are some of the people they're talking about trying to convince to run. Michael Bloomberg, the little, we call him the Mussolini of New York.
Yeah, that's funny. With a mouth on
he's
him,
a little.
Too.
Well, he's a little guy, extremely wealthy, funding all this green nonsense. Also, they're talking about the has-been John Kerry and Hillary and Michelle Obama. That's the bullpen for the Democrats.
Michelle Obama's a joke. All these people are a joke. Look, all the Democrats had to do to fix the thing was decide to have things to kind of doll up, I call embalming care, and try to fix it so it actually works, so it's affordable. Get rid of state licensure. Get rid of malpractice, which, of course, they're supported by a lot of trial lawyers. Have mediation. Allow alternate pathways to practice. So if you have a medic with five tours of duty, he can master the database and prove he's a surgeon. Or an obstetric nurse who wants to learn how to do C-sections. The problem I see is all the parties that say they want to fix health care have got too many dark alliances with the bad side, the dark side, including Democrats and Republicans. And Trump is trying to fix things. He's got a need to try bill. He's got bills on reportability. And the thing is, if he comes back, I'm working hard to get behind the scenes to get a hold of Trump to give him some good ideas. Trump wants to fix the system, which he would need to tweak and fix. This is one of the reasons why Biden was ahead of, you know, I call it a liar Watha, you know, Elizabeth Warren. And Bernie Sanders Claus is another communist. The problem is that people don't understand what's going on here is Trump's trying to come up with reasonable, rational solutions, and they think the only way they can beat him is to destroy his reputation by this pseudo-impeachment. This is not impeachment. This is a coup. They need to declare a form of state and national emergency and put these people in jail, including the media.
Well, there's a step that was taken yesterday by Attorney General Barr, who made an announcement of a shift of the Durham investigation from an administrative review to a criminal inquiry. Now, this is enormously important because
right,
this gives Durham now the power to subpoena documents and witnesses, to impanel a grand jury, and to file criminal charges.
Right.
And there are reports that as soon as this occurred, Brennan and Clapper immediately went searching for high-powered lawyers to defend themselves.
Yeah, I know.
On top of this, the Horowitz investigation is finally about to be released. Probably
right,
another
on FISA, on the FISA. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole FISA thing. There's also reports from Italy that the Durham bar trip to Italy uncovered evidence they need to show that Joseph Mifsud, who Mueller's report says was a Russian agent, has always been a British agent working with the FBI.
Right.
Which means that the whole story of Russiagate, that it was Russian hacking,
right,
which was originally traced to Mifsud telling Papadopoulos that the Russians have the dirt on Hillary, that this was a story that came from the FBI.
I know.
A typical FBI sting. But it's, look, I knew this. I wrote an article about this 2 years ago.
I know you
but
did, yeah.
They have the evidence from Mifsud himself. They have his cell phones, and they have a video recording of him talking about this. So what Trump is going to be able to do, and he better do it pretty quickly, because the Democrats are going very rapidly with this rush to judgment, this completely phony case. And what they were trying to do was hope that the operation in Syria would fail, would lead to slaughter and ongoing war, so they could turn Republicans against Trump, so they could get an impeachment in the House and then a conviction in the Senate.
Yeah, they wanted to have it by the middle of next month, which is just a few weeks from now, but it's all turning on them now. And this nutball, Nancy Pelosi, Rattler, and calls him Nadler, and then, of course, Adam Schiff, that changed the last two letters of his name to S-H-I-T-T. These people are clinically and historically and spiritually damned evil. I mean, they got more devils in them than the demoniac of the Gadareans.
Well, and I think people see through them. The problem is, you have to have an alternative policy. Now, here's – I just have a couple more minutes, so let me just tell you what – were Lyndon LaRouche here right now, here's what he'd say.
Right.
I laid out for you in 2008 the idea of a four-power agreement.
Four-power, exactly.
India, Russia, China, and the United States go back to fixed exchange rates.
Which is Bretton Woods, again, like going back after World War II, yeah.
And major spending on infrastructure and science and technology.
Right.
Now what we have with Russia and the United States working together in the Middle East, you can bring China in and you could turn the war-torn, destroyed region of the Middle East into the bridge between Asia, Europe, and Africa that the British tried to stop with their geopolitical doctrine at the turn of the 1900s to organize a century of war.
Right.
So this is an opportunity now.
You only have this bridge territory. The largest batholith of oil in the world is the southernmost end of the Dead Sea between Jordan and Israel. The largest supply of minerals for remineralizing soil on the planet, potash, is in right in the Dead Sea. I mean, in the technology that you see of all these countries, these are smart people, right, including Saudi Arabia. If you can get peace there, this engine of what's called the Belt and Road with these four power agreement would transform the world and also allow us to start preparing for things that are galactic and solar. Coronal mass ejections, incoming asteroids like Apophis due in April of 1929, just 10 years from now. People don't know. We need a defensive Earth strategy and also to transition to the next layer of technology because 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now haven't even been invented yet. We need to invent what an economy is in the 21st century. We need to realize with life extension, the average person 50 or 100 years from now will be over 100 years of age.
Well,
what do we do to invent that economy? What do we do?
Well, we have the potential now, and this is where you see what the intent is of the people who control the Pelosis and the Hillarys. And by the way, control the Mitch McConnells and Paul Ryans and the so-called rhinos,
right,
who are still part of the same military-industrial complex, which is not just defense, but includes global corporate cartels.
Right.
We can beat them. And I think the message has to be that LaRouche's strategy, which he laid out before the 2008 crash, would work and would be.
I'm going to read the rest of your letter now that you have to scoot. But we'll see you next week with the full show. Harley, thank you. Amazing program.
Okay.
We'll be back in a couple minutes to finish off this last segment. And then we have Dr. Betty Martini and lots of things we're strategizing for.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. And of course, the last few words that Harley had were knocked off by our little bumper, so I'm going to read some of the article here. Let's see. I think what we want to summarize is the fact that the Four Powers Agreement will fix things, the Belt and Road. The movements that Trump is doing, actually, in collaboration with other world leaders, will completely change things. And then we need to work toward collaborating as nations to build not only economies in other second and third world countries, but also a defense of Earth strategy. Defense of and life extension technologies, the change in the demographics of the planet, and also terraforming Mars and the other four objects, including Titan, a moon of Jupiter, literally colonizing Mars, which, by the way, the colony is there since 1982. You may not believe that. We've had a city on the moon for many decades now. In fact, we were even there before the Eagle landed. We have been doing helium-3 mining, and I'll just give you kind of a vision of the future. First off, toward the end of the 21st century, the average person is well over 100 years of age. We have tokamak fusion reactors generating power from helium-3, distributed by plasma lines that are distributed all over the place that are completely free of effects from either hacking or electropollution or coronal mass ejection from the sun that can knock it out with a solar minimum. We have clean technology so that we don't have electropollution, and everything is totally recycled. We have recycling lines laid underground to recycle everything to little cubes so that when you want to order something, you can actually 3D print it on-site, either in your garage or have it delivered to you. We have gotten beyond the idea of electropollution to fiber optic everything and stopped doing toxic pollution that creates e-toxins that shuts off our genes and other living things. We've realized we have a biosphere, so we try to actually harvest and manage the biosphere properly, including re-engineering the benthic layer of the oceans for better phytoplankton to the carbon-oxygen cycle. And we help to actually support the geomagnetosphere of the Earth and the Schumann resonance field, so we have protection against incoming cosmic rays and radiation. I mean, this is a grand scheme where we can actually use this technology to terraform Mars and then start spreading across the galaxy, because FTL, faster than light technology, we already have. You may not believe that, but we're going to talk about that with people like experts next week, Lynn Marzulli. Much of the technology has been hidden or is actually staged by corporations to bring it over many decades, which I know, including supercomputer technology. And not just algorithmic AI, but real AI based on fuzzy logic, stochastic, nonlinear logic computers, which are based on self-learning technology. That's the future we're facing. Now, when we look at President Trump, he's being responding to the comments by Clinton, and she is crazy. The woman is, of course, indwelt like all our world leaders by tracheo-reptilian monstrosities or trans-dimensional beings from other worlds, disembodied spirits, if you want to call it, that are literally indwelling our world leaders. And their philosophy is to reduce the world population. The World Watch Institute, the Georgia Guidestones, everything. This is actually their plan. Their plan is to reduce the world population, and the burning out of Northern California, which is happening right now, is a good example of that. They put nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, fire accelerants in the upper atmosphere that turn the upper atmosphere into plasma to control weather and to trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. That's when you see these Santa Ana winds here in California in extreme weather, and you see the humidity drop to 10% and all these fires over hundreds of square miles. This is all by design. It's not by chance. You have to understand, and we have experts on the show like the Gen 6 conference that I watched online. I'll be bringing on various experts, trying to bring on Steve Quayle and others. My knowledge base, which is also basically above top secret, at or below the level of the current president of the United States, tells me exactly what's happening and where we're going. But we have solutions to it, and we have to use the creative power of the Most High God and collaboration of nations, which is why I'm working so hard with myself and my colleagues, like John W. Spring, to become an advisor, like Samuel, to President Trump and other world leaders. They need to have good quality information and choices to do a godly thing, which is God has revealed to me and our experts of what we need to do. So I'm putting together a series of videos on a lot of these ideas, including special spiritual vignettes and other issues, which will be on my private Vimeo channel. So for $30 a month, you'll be able to watch those. You're not going to be able to comment or download or do all kinds of other things, but you'll be able to watch them. And they'll be available on my private Vimeo channel. We want people to call into the show. I want people to be brave. I want people to understand they have a vision. It says, my people perish for lack of vision. What I see happening right now is the society and the world is being shuttled toward a disaster zone, economically, ecologically. It was saying something like the green agenda, which isn't green at all. A real environmentalist wants to have total recycling and wants to control and shore up the carbon-oxygen cycle and doesn't want to start reducing the geomagnetosphere to make it more radiation and doesn't want to terraform Earth for some non-human species and destroy the biosphere. What we're doing right now is killing birds, insects, and even amphibians. We talked about this on Monday with Dr. Sam Milham, MD, PhD. So you have to understand, we do have knowledge, and we do have wisdom, we do have a heart, we do have the Most High God's inspiration, and you can literally ask me any question on earth about any topic, and I will give you an immediate answer or breakdown of the problem to its constituent parts. And the Lord has brought people to me, like Ken Klein, who I consider an Ezekiel prophet. I'm like a Mosaic prophet. And I don't know everything. I have a few 3x5 cards. There's lots of other people with prophetic words. John W. Spring, Jonathan Gray, Dr. Truott. I mean, lots of people have a heart for the Most High God. And some of them aren't necessarily in one particular branch of so-called Christianity. They may be in Judaism. They may even be in Alawite Christian, Alawite Muslims that have got a portion of truth. Dr. Betty Martini, for example, when she comes on in the next hour, I believe they're Jehovah's Witnesses, and they believe and follow the Bible and believe they're a portion of the truth. I know there are some things that I disagree with, but I want people to understand that everybody has a portion of truth, but we have to understand we are a collective organism. And if we start understanding that as a people and as independent nations, like it says, and all these nations will come down to Israel and Jerusalem after the time of the Lord returning, God wants to transform the human race to become a collective organism, the bride of the Most High God, literally capable of doing good only, capable of having nations in peace, capable of spreading and terraforming the planets in our solar system and moons, capable of spreading across the cosmos as an agent of good, and to improve the energy flux density of the universe. That's where we're headed. And when I hear the terrible comments made against Tulsi Gabbard, who is in the military by Clinton, when I see the comments by even Rhino Republicans, you know, very much against the idea of the end of a continuous war in the Middle East, it's like, no, continuous war is not what we need. I mean, the wars that we started after the false declaration of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq by, our so-called military people, for example, we call them Colin Powell. I've changed his name to Colin Bowell because he's full of fecal matter, saying they had weapons of mass destruction, so this truck looked like a Schwinn ice cream truck, and it actually was a mock-up. People have to start understanding that there's a lot of stuff going on. The demolition of World Trade Center, which I prophesied 3 years before it happened. I was the ex-examiner of the Alpha Primera building. God had my day timer, so I learned all these things. I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine. I've done investigations of a lot of other terrorism, like the one at the Pulse nightclub in Florida, and the killing of all these people. They don't mind killing some people, you know, even at Sandy Hook. But you got to remember, this is a simulation even run by the FBI. Just like this, you know, letting this kid run wild in Florida and kill all these people. It's all by design. So you have to understand, we can seek godly solutions, but we have to face the truth. Evil is running rampant in our world. Solutions are there. We have to be brave, and we have to face things. For example, one of the things that I talked about with Dr. Betty and Dr. Joe Elid, who will be coming back in a couple weeks, is the idea people have to have a backbone transplant. They have to have intellectual cojones. Well, they have enough guts to actually stand up and ask for the truth. They have to be willing to lose a job and lose income. They have to be willing to start following pro se litigant actions. And that's where I want people to pick up my course that I recommend with Dr. Fred Graves, called the How to Win in Court. We got to stop thinking we can just influence our politicians. We need to start suing corporations and people, politicians included, to get things done. And if we want to move forward on this, we have to also realize, if I was advising Trump, I'd say the following. Donald Trump, declare a state of national emergency and immediately shut down Nancy Pelosi and her so-called coup. Put these people in jail, shut down CNN, NBC, Oracle, LSD, and Washington Post. Shut down these media because they're not trying to do a dialogue and discussion of things. They're lying. And prevent these people that are doing illegal things in government, immediately remove them from government. Have an emergency action to actually remove them, excise them from government. And when we have some people basically trying to rip the guts out of America and create balkanization, I don't care what orientation people are or what skin color they are, we're all Americans. And we also need to realize people around the world are all humans. We need to start figuring out a way actually we can collaborate so we don't end up at each other's throats, so we can have a situation. One of the stories that I saw last night that I found pretty disturbing is this pediatric mother is trying to force her son, 7 years of age, to be transitioning to be a girl. That should be a decision that the child makes when they get to the age of decision, when they're a late teen, not when they're 7 years of age. But again, we have a bizarre society that feeds toxic foods to our children to make them get ADD, ADHD, and Asperger's. We have toxic geopolitics that balkanizes people to the left or the right. We have people saying, look, the kids can't afford school, so we're going to give you communism, which is terrifying because it's killed 100 million people in the 20th century and will kill many more in the 21st if we allow it. That's why Chile and Venezuela are disaster zones. So the solution is decency, humanity, and the rule of not just law, but the rule of God. Because you can only do good if you do God, and you can only sin against the Creator, not against man or nature. And if you do God's will, God will always bless the environment. He says in Revelation 11:18, and I shall return to destroy those that destroy the earth. God's an environmentalist. He also loves every human being of every skin color and every orientation. He doesn't want them to die. He wants them to prosper. He wants them to not have a toxic environment that causes people to have screwed up hormonal patterns in their body that can cause behavioral problems. He wants no children to have ADD and Asperger syndrome. He doesn't want people dying with a shortened lifespan because of toxic food, forced vaccinations, etc. But the same thing goes in the economy. We need to have a system, not a communist system, but a system based on the whole new idea of what is an economy and how do we take care of people without taking away their autonomy and their choice. That can be done. It can be done in a godly way where we have free speech without hate speech. And now people are saying they don't even want to have anybody speak the words of truth, even if it's considered hateful, even if it's just true. We need dialogue. Well, I don't have dialogue anymore. I notice that very few people are even afraid to call the show. 818-818-6401. And I want people to understand that the reason why our nation is failing and the world's failing is because people don't have the bravery to ask better questions. They don't seek God to actually find his solutions to problems which are embedded in the Bible. And they don't understand if you don't collaborate with other nations, when we do have a galactic or solar or cosmic thing like an invading species from another world, the human race won't survive. I mean, Ronald Reagan made the comment back many years ago that, you know, one thing would balkanize the world to unify against a foreign or galactic species is an invasion from space. I want to see America repent of not being concerned about Central and South America because we actually manage the drug trade down there. They're just destroying their countries. I want to understand that people are not given skill sets to have, let's say, welding and carpentry and other things because they haven't gone to college. They don't have a means of getting an income. We don't want communism where we bankrupt our country and then wonder why everybody's going without bread. We can figure a godly solution that doesn't involve totalitarian control by either left or right. Back in a moment with hour number three, Dr. Betty Martini's coming on. We got lots of stuff to talk about and new strategies to how to win against the old world disorder and toxic sweeteners of death. Much more. When we come back in hour number three. Your calls are welcome, 818-818-6401. Stay tuned. And the medicine for the blues.